You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I went through this whole process of changing the spelling of my legal first name. Long story, don't write in. I'm not going to share it with you. It's not a big deal. But my legal first name is Dom is a shortened version of it. And I went through that process. And now I'm in the process, now that it's been officially done, of having to change a bunch of things. And one of my stops was to the Department of Motor Vehicles to get a new driver's license. And I did that yesterday. And something remarkable happened. I walked in the door. I went over to a little kiosk thing where you hit, and there were probably, it looked like there were about 20 people waiting, sitting in chairs. You know, people show up. The smart ones bring a book, have something to do, right? Otherwise, you got 20 people sitting there staring down at their phones. And I walked in, I went over to the little kiosk thing, and I hit the button to get a ticket, and it popped the ticket up, and I grabbed it, and I looked, and the ticket said B, as in bingo, 55. And just as I turned to look and see if there was a monitor to see how many I've got to wait, there was an announcement that came over the speakers. Now serving B55.
Boom.
At window one.
Slide right in there.
I'd had the ticket in my hand for maybe 4 seconds. Now serving, I was like immediately. So I went over to the window. Ladies was like, what do you need? I go, it's a name change. I slithered my documents over to her. She did a couple things on a screen. Then there's another little, like a little screen for me where I had to sign something. She passed stuff back. She goes, all right, you're good to go. Jeremy, from the time I walked in the door to the time I walked out the door was less than 4 minutes.
Unheard of. Absolutely unheard of.
Have you ever heard of that happening before?
The angels were shining upon you, my friend.
And by the way, this is on a Tuesday. They're closed at this office on Monday. So this was their Monday. And you know how things are. They always they always say, don't go at the first of the week or the end of the week. Try to go in the middle. I went on the first day at about 1:30 in the afternoon. Four minutes.
In and out.
If that. In and out. And I'm walking back to the car. And so you know what thought went through my head as I'm walking to my car? I wonder if they screwed something up.
Sure, because it was so quick.
Yes. Has this all been done properly?
Yeah.
Because there's no way I should be in and out in just that, like
We all know the DMV. You're supposed to be there for 45 minutes.
I was like maybe in there for 200 seconds.
Pretty good, man. It'll never happen again, so just bask in it now because this is a one and done.
You know, I had my little computer bag thing, the one you got me, over my shoulder. Yeah. And it had, you know, my laptop in there in case I wanted to do some work. It had my Kindle device so I could read a book.
Uh-huh.
Had all that with me. And I'm like, I brought all this in for nothing.
Nothing. You're like, now what do I do with the rest of my day?
So I just want to say, man. I just want to say that things have changed in some DMVs. And it's remarkable.
So still get used to it. Do not.
And my life is that was probably the highlight of my entire day. I told everybody about it. So
that's awesome, man.
Anyway,
that's great.
What's going on in your basement?
Well, you know, it's funny. I came in this morning. And I'm reading this little story about how Americans spend about 300 hours a year cleaning their house, and I would say that is freaking probably spot on. I mean, five of it yesterday probably was in my basement where I'm just trying to clean a bunch of stuff out and purge. And get rid of a bunch of stuff because I want to start finishing the basement. So we have to unload. And it is insane how much stuff we have accumulated in this house. Absolutely
insane. You're still in accumulation stage. You guys are
mid-40s. We are. We're in that. We accumulate now, you know?
You probably got about another 10 years of that, I would think.
I am going to start now with the getting rid of phase. I'm going to start now because there was multiple times I just stopped and just kind of looked around, and it was like overwhelming. What else do I dig into at this
point?
Yeah,
but how can you say that? When you're the saver guy of everything,
you've got bins of
everything that's ever happened in your life.
You'll be proud of me. I have stuff down there, though, in the Goodwill pile that is like some of my baby clothes from when I was a baby, and it's going to the Goodwill today.
And why did you still save your baby clothes?
I didn't. My mom did. So she had
But they're in your basement.
She gave them to me because they did a purge on their house. So she came over with boxes.
Why didn't you immediately go from their house to...
Well, I wanted to go through it. I wanted to see what was in there. You kind of go through and you reminisce a little bit. Oh, yeah, I remember that shirt. But then now I'm looking at it yesterday. Yeah, so I was looking at it yesterday. I was like, what am I going to do with this? It'll be passed on to the kids and then they'll throw it away. So I had a little come to Jesus meeting with myself. And I was like, we got to get rid of
all
this
stuff. I'm so proud of
you, man. I don't need my sleeping bag from, you know, when I was in elementary school. I don't need that anymore.
You still have that.
Still have that, yeah.
Wow.
It's like it's time to let it go.
I've asked you before, from everything you've told me over all these years, I've asked you before, how do you or your parents have big enough houses to have saved everything that you save?
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff.
How do you do it?
We got a lot of stuff, man. I don't know. That's what, that's why my basement is full right now.
Wow.
Yeah, so
well,
it's going to be loading up the back of America's pickup today and doing a big old drop-off. At the GW.
Now, be honest with me.
Yeah.
All this stuff that you're dropping off.
Yeah.
What percentage of it is yours and what percentage is your wife and
it's
kids?
It's probably 50% mine and then 25% with the kids and 25% with knickknack. The problem is yeah, it's true. Most of it's my stuff. The problem is yeah, I got to do it quietly sometimes because knickknack will see something that I'm getting rid of and she'll dig it out and put it back. Uh-huh. And then same with the kids. Uh-huh. You know, so I've got to do it very sneakily. Sneakily? Is that a word? Very sneaky-like.
Let's make it a word.
It's sneakily.
Because I know what you're talking about.
It's sneakily today.
And especially with kids. Because if you're getting rid of a toy, it could be something they haven't touched in 2 years.
Yes!
But still, they see it and they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
because I have this pile of toys in the basement. And spot on. Like, a few things haven't been touched in, like, 3 or 4 years. And I came home the other day, and they had a bunch of it out front playing with it. I'm like, what are you doing? This is not how this is supposed to work. This stuff's supposed to leave the house now.
I guess the
now I can't.
If you want to do this in a sneakily way, as you said, maybe what you can do is take the pile of toys
and burn
and dig down underneath and get the stuff that's hidden and out of sight.
Yeah,
so that it doesn't look like anything has changed. Mm-hmm. It's still the outward pile.
Mm-hmm.
But you were pulling from the middle of the pyramid and putting that in a bag and walking out. And they may not ever know as the pyramid just slowly shrinks because the outer layer will not change.
Brilliant.
That's my advice.
Brilliant. Well, I'm going to adopt that today for sure. For sure.